Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's your time on Her Radio. Ask your questions or comment at askher@radiomd.com. Time to ask her.
Hey, this is so much fun. Welcome to Her Radio. I'm Dr. Pam Peek, and it's the Ask Her segment. And this is where we get a chance to answer your questions. You got some doozies for us this week. We love it. All right. Having a baby at 45. So, can I have a baby at 45? What are the pros and cons? Well, certainly, you can be pregnant at almost any age, all the way up through menopause, up until menopause, and there are some pros here. You're more experienced. You've been kicking around for a heck of a lot longer. You're more wise, and that means that you've had more experience. You've looked at other things in your life. You've been able to balance everything from finances. You're much more financially secure to being able to, you know, find the time to have that baby. And so, okay, you're older, you're wiser, you're more experienced, you're more financially secure. What's the downside? Well, you know, you may have a hard time getting pregnant right off the bat. The biggest downside to putting off pregnancy until your 40s, well, it could be that it's not only harder to get pregnant the longer you wait, and that's because your egg supply decreases significantly as you age and older, but also older eggs are more likely to have chromosomal problems, raising the risk of miscarriage and birth defects. And so also it could be that you have a higher incidence of a difficult pregnancy, meaning complications are another concern. If you're in your 40s, you're more likely to develop problems like high blood pressure and diabetes during pregnancy, as well as placental problems and birth complications. You're also at a higher risk of a small or preterm baby. And guess what? Your partner's sperm, assuming he's the same age, is older too. Don't forget about your partner. Although men are physically capable of fathering children well into their 60s, even their 70s, sperm quality deteriorates with age. So older men's sperm has a higher rate of genetic defects than younger men's sperm. And in recent years, studies have actually shown a link between the father's age and genetically related conditions like Down syndrome, schizophrenia, and autism. So, you know, no question you can have a baby when you're 45 years old, but just know that there are definite risks associated with it. All right, our next question. What muscles do squats build? Well, you know I love all those things about fitness, so here we go. Squats obviously help you to build your leg muscles, and this includes your quadriceps. Think of those thigh, you know, muscles right in front, hamstrings right behind, and then, of course, your calves. But they also create an anabolic environment, which promotes body-wide muscle building. Bet you didn't know that. So you're actually helping build muscle throughout your entire body when you do squats. Oh, I just love squats. You know what my favorite one is? Just simply doing a wall squat. You know, you don't need any fancy equipment. Just need your body. Get on over there to a wall, put your back to it, and then sit down like you're sitting on a chair. Based upon, you know, the status of your knees, just bend, you know, just keep squatting down as far as you can until you know, you feel discomfort, and then you should be able to feel a little burn in your quadriceps, and then just sort of sit there like an invisible chair and see if you could do that for, oh gosh, I don't know, 30 seconds, 45 seconds, a minute. If you're a little show off, you could do it longer. Then stand up, shake off again, and maybe do a repeat, you know, once or twice. I love that. That works really well. What else goes on? Well, I'll tell you what. Functional exercise makes real life activities easier. So one of the best functional exercises is to do squats. You know, and humans have been squatting since the hunter-gatherer days. And, you know, if you're able to do squats, you can get yourself out of all kinds of interesting situations. And so it really helps you promote mobility and balance. And all of these benefits translate in your body moving more efficiently in the real world. Hey, guess what else it does, girlfriends? It gives you a pretty nice looking butt, too. Mm-hmm, that's right. Squats help you with that, too. Because when you do squats, you're helping that whole pelvic core down there. And the glutes are the biggest mass down there, believe it or not. So we want to be able to juice those up, too. You know, when you do squats, you're also preventing injuries. Most athletic injuries involve weak stabilizer muscles, ligaments, and connective tissues, which squats help strengthen. That's why we love them so much. They also help prevent injury by improving your flexibility. Bet you didn't know that happened. Squats improve the range of motion in your ankles and your hips, and it also improves balance. Now try to get a BOSU ball over at the gym, or I actually own one, and that's one of these sort of half moon balls that's kind of it's flat on one side, and then it's kind of soft and rubbery on the other. Now stand up on that little hummer. Now do a squat. You're kind of torquing all over. Whoa, will you get a balance workout or what? I just love it. Now, you're also, in addition to toning your backside, you're also going to tone your abs and your entire body. Few exercises work as many muscles as the squat, so it's an excellent multi-purpose activity that is useful for toning and tightening everything. So I talked about your rear abs, and of course, your legs. So squats build your muscles. These muscles participate in the regulation of sugar and lipid metabolism, that's fat metabolism, and insulin sensitivity. So you're helping to protect yourself from, whoa, diseases, diabetes, heart disease, and as well as obesity. We like that. Did you know that squats help you with waste removal? They improve the pumping of body fluids, aiding in removal of waste and delivery of nutrition to all of your tissues. That includes organs and glands. They're also useful for improved movement of everything that's kind of moving down there in the GI system and more regularity. Raise your hand if you love that, especially as you get a little bit older. Come on. I know what we're talking about here. So there you go. All right. So enough about squats. Moving on to, I do cardio all the time, but I feel like I don't see any results. What's up with that? Well, first of all, I hear this all the time. This is one of the most frequent questions I get. Geez, I go over there and I'm running, I'm doing jazzercise, I'm doing cardio. I'm not getting anywhere. I was able to do something for a little bit and then, put the brakes on. What happened? Well, first of all, you know your body acclimates and adapts. When it does that, you're not going to be able to challenge it much more. And so here's the gig, high intensity interval training. Come on, whatever you're doing, walking, well then increase the speed. Find a hill, become friends with that hill. Come on, add more intensity to it. Next thing you do is change it up. Don't do the same thing all the time. And the third piece to this is, oh boy, hey, are you doing strength training? Don't just be doing cardio. Strength training is pivotal. So important. Why? Because when you do strength training, it's a perfect complement. You're actually building muscle, toning muscle. At the same time, the cardio is helping you decrease body fat. All this is great. And of course, hello, if you're doing your cardio and you're not getting anywhere, how about that nutrition? You can't just do cardio and then come home and eat a house. Now, come on, you got to pay attention to that. Your body fat will fall very nicely, ladies on Her Radio, if you watch everything. What goes in must come out. So we're talking about making sure you mix it up, get that high intensity interval training as well as nutrition. So there you have it, our questions. Yes, you can have babies with some caveats after the age of 40. Next thing is squats are awesome, so keep doing them. And the next thing is if you're doing cardio, mix it up, girlfriends. Add that excellent nutrition and add strength training as well. So there you have it for Ask Her on Her Radio. I'm Dr. Pam Peek. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and keep sending us your questions on Ask Her. We love it. And stay well.